Well, hello and good afternoon, good evening, and good morning to some of you. Welcome to A Fresh Perspective, powered by Powered with Purpose. This is your purpose moment. So welcome all, and let's just jump into our conversation today. It's when you want extraordinary results and your actions are mediocre. You know, oftentimes, you know, you have a blueprint, because I have to be perfectly honest, I had a blueprint for my life. And I tell you, nothing ever could have told me when I was actually writing it out that it would not go according to my plan. Because, see, I always knew that whatever I put my mind to, that I would produce. But once again, when life happens, you have one or two choices, either to stop where you are or to keep moving forward. And anyone who knows anything about me, just a little bit about me, I'm always keeping it moving and definitely moving forward. Number one, because God is my strength. And I told you all who have been listening to this show long enough that I will never browbeat you with the Bible, but I will always speak about God because he is the strength of my life. He is my life. So anything that we have a conversation about, he is included. And if you are offended by that, Godspeed. But we are going to keep it moving and keep talking and all of these great things, because it's just what we do here. This is live and direct. You know, we tell it like it is here. We love to have conversation, and we will continue to include as many as possible. You are welcome. But remember, we do things in decency and order always. So getting back into our conversation, wanting extraordinary results when your actions are mediocre. I left off talking about a blueprint, and I tell you what, I was never after the tangible things, the big house, the cars, and all of that. For me, it was just freedom to do, freedom to have my own time and to do what I will with it, freedom just to keep moving forward, you know, because the creator of all things gave me life. And he gave me a life to take care of, you know. And, of course, as we go further down the line, you know, I became a mother, so he entrusted me with the life of one of his angels. So, you know, your focus changes a bit. You know, I still had a blueprint, but nothing could have, again, never have told me or even prepared me for the twists and turns that my life has taken. What I can say is that having God in my life, I've conquered all things, and I will continue to do that because he is at the forefront of my life at all times, and his hand is on my life. So oftentimes when you ask yourself, you know, can I do, or how can I get these types of results that I want to have that are just really out of this world, or live the kind of life that I want to live, you know, you have to begin to ask yourself a question. What are you going to be willing to do that is right to bring you into what you want to be your reality? You know, and what is right for some of you is not right for other people. So my only advice to you in that instant is to define your right, you know. And in defining your right, you will begin to uncover what you are most passionate about. Because when you are passionate about something, you then make that be your driving force to conquer the things that you want to conquer, get these results that you want to get. Because, see, some of you are about to get mad at me, but I'm just going to tell the truth. Going to college is a wonderful thing, okay? Being educated in by society standards is a wonderful thing, but it's not going to guarantee you success. Will it open up the doors? Possibly. But what you all have to understand is that it's not a piece of paper that opens up the doors. It's you yourself that opens up those doors. So you can go to the Ivy League schools, and you can go to any school that you choose to. Because, you know, if you think about it, you know, in today's society, you know, in terms of education, you know, if you go to these Ivy League schools, if you're going to any school, that, and let's just start naming of some of them, but the disclaimer is I'm not bringing any kind of awareness to these schools. I'm not saying to you that you should go here. I am actually just using their names for the sake of conversation. I'm not bad-mouthing these schools or anything of that nature. Again, it's just for the sake of conversation, and that is my disclaimer for today. But when you hear about Harvard and you hear about Princeton and you hear about West Point, Duke and Dartmouth and, you know, Carnegie Mellon, and I can go on, you know, Oxford, in terms of these different schools around the domestic nation and international world, that if you have these schools, Cornell, if you have these schools on that resume, or if you have them, you know, somewhere within your life, that this is guaranteeing you open access to different things versus you not having it. And in some instances, that could very well may be true, okay? But in other instances, and I'm going to say most instances, it's not about that paper. It's about the person who holds the paper. Because I've met many a people who have degrees and their lives are nothing compared to what that degree supposedly is supposed to do. So then you ask yourself the question, if the degree is not going to work, then what do I do? Depend on God and move forward in your action. That's what you should do. But if you're not doing that, then you have to ask yourself, what is it that I need to do to get to that point? But one thing that you got to understand, ladies and gentlemen, is that there is no way in the world that you are going to be able to have these extraordinary results, a powerful time, you know, the life that you want, if your actions are subpar. You know, you never heard about somebody who, for instance, and I'm going to say this for the sake of conversation, achieving a $1 million house when their actions only represent $10. I mean, let's just be honest here. Be honest with yourself. You all want these things, but what are you willing to do in the right way to get it done? Oftentimes, they tell you what you have is your worst, be it the house, the car, the money, the whatever. They say the way that you look will carry you far. You know, and by society's standards, your level of success is measured by tangible things that are really going to perish away anyway. And oftentimes, you know, if that's what your focus is, then that's what your life becomes. Then you begin to serve those things instead of serving God. And, you know, you can't have a life of abundance. You can't have a life of true worth. You can't have a life of such positivity, of great things, great connections, I mean, just wonderful people, if your focus is just on obtaining things. And then you have to go into who you are as a person. You have to go into your heart, you know, your actions. Are they reflecting the person that you want people to see? You know, there's so many different aspects and avenues of getting these extraordinary results, but again, it always begins and ends with you. God first. But beginning and end with you, they actually begin and end with you, because your thoughts are going to produce your actions. And if you're thinking in such a negative way, then guess what your actions will produce? You know, and then, of course, when you allow yourself to give your power over to someone else, and then they shape and mold your destiny instead of you shaping and molding your destiny. And then when it's all said and done, you're like, oh, my goodness, it's too late, because you're either older now, or, you know, something or some circumstance has come up in your life. But I tell you, you are never too old to change your life as long as you are breathing the air that God has breathed into your body. And that's the one thing that you definitely have to understand. But most of all, for what you want in this life, you have to be willing to do it in the right way, treating people correctly, you know, doing things according to how they should be done. Because I don't care how powerful you are, how much money you may obtain, you don't get there by yourself. Relationship is important. Relationships are important. Like I said, the most important relationship with me and in my life is my life with God, and then it's my family. You know, so I know that anything that He's ordained for my life, since He's ordained it for my life, I will do. I know that anything that He has for me is indeed mine. And that is my hope and prayer even for you all, that you all understand that thing that you go to do that's powerful and extraordinary. When you do have God in your life, nothing is impossible, because He is the impossible. He made the impossible. My goodness. And like I said, don't be offended, because if your belief is not in God, then I'm going to pray for you too. But definitely don't be offended. Like I said, I'm not going to be you know, browbeating you with the Bible, but I will definitely always bring God into the conversation because he is my life, you know. And at this time, I'm just going to go out, you know, to powerful sister in her own right. You know, she is a business partner of mine. You know, she is a sister, a friend, and I can just, you know, give her many titles. But, you know, you've heard her on here before, and each time it's just more powerful. But I want to go on the air, go up to the lines, and see if Mrs. Monica Wimberly, are you on the line with us?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
I certainly can. You know, thank you for jumping into the conversation today, being a part of wanting extraordinary results when your actions are mediocre. Now, what I want to do before we even begin and having our conversation, you know, with you, just tell people a little bit about you and what you do.
Oh, thank you so much for allowing me a space and time to share with people what I do and who I am and a little bit about myself. I am a professional network marketer, and to me that means a whole lot. I help a lot of people. I am also a health ambassador, and I believe through not just research, but through personal experience, our bodies are made to heal themselves. Yes, God made us. We are fearfully and wonderfully made. And I tell everyone that there was not a pharmacy in the Garden of Eden. So I go around and I share information when I hear conversations of people experiencing different type of medical issues, and especially when I hear them leaning toward a surgery. And if they have not been in a car accident or have broken bones, I can't see how surgery would come into play. The only surgery I know of that was the first surgery, and that is when God put Adam to sleep, took his rib, and made woman. That was the perfect surgery. No stitches, no blood transfusions, none of that stuff. But one thing that I do know from partnering with Dr. Wallach, that our bodies need 90 essential nutrients to operate at the optimal level. Now, we know that we can't get those nutrients from the foods we eat. And a lot of people are probably saying, well, I'm a vegetarian, I'm vegan, I stay away from meat. Well, you can stay away from meat all you want, but Senate Document 264 tells us that the soils have been depleted of its minerals since 1936. Now, I have no problem with telling all of you, I was born in 55, so I'm 60 now. So when I was coming up, and probably most of you on the line, the soils were already depleted. So we were not getting the minerals in our diets through what we eat. And it's a process of supplementation. We have to supplement. And deficiencies lead to diseases. So we need 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, and 2 to 3 fatty acids. You give your body what it needs, and because God made us beings, that our bodies will definitely heal itself. And let me give you an example. I went away for a weekend, came back. I had a plant that was drooped over, and I tell everybody, I do not have a green thumb. And it was drooped over. It looked like it was actually dying. So I added water, and I set it by the sun, and I went back out. I thought I was going to have to throw it away. When I came back, that plant was standing up. I said, look at that. I said, wow. So I said, if I can just give this plant some water and it spruces up in a few hours, think about giving our bodies the minerals that we need, because we were made from the ground. The ground is the minerals. So we have to put back in our bodies what will keep us moving, what will get rid of the diseases that we're plagued with today. Just to name a few, diabetes, high blood pressure, even cancer. All of those are mineral deficiencies. And, you know, I wanted to also touch a little bit on the topic, wanting extraordinary results when your actions are mediocre. Now, I use a lot of statements that I heard back in the day because of, you know, my age group. Now, one thing, I don't know if the young people are still saying this, but I was always told actions speak louder than words. And people look at you for what you do as opposed to what you say. And, you know, there's an old saying that if you stick around them long enough, you'll see that, you know, they talk a good game, but there's no win in that sale. So people that may hear you say, oh, I plan on doing X, Y, and Z, and I want to do this, that, and the other, but you're still doing the same things that you've always done. You're not moving forward to make a change. So if you're still getting up every day, you know, on the way to work, complaining in traffic, get to your job, complain about that, and then you come back home and you still say, I don't like going there, I'm not going to go there anymore. But when the alarm clock rings, you go right back. Think about it. The word job, J-O-B, stands for Jess Overbrook. And there's nowhere in the Bible that God has ever said that we are supposed to have a job. And if you are thinking now, well, I saw a job in the Bible. No, that's a book in the Bible, and that's actually Job. It's spelled like job, but that's Job. So we have to really look at our situations, and it's very, very important that we live a life before our young people to show them it's nothing wrong, as Minister Tennille said, it's nothing wrong with going to college, but go for the experience. Just the atmosphere of being there, not going expecting that your life is going to be changed by a degree. And I can say that because I have several degrees, and I owe $128,000 in student loans. And I've never been able to find a J-O-B for those loans that I took out. And my degrees are in an envelope in my closet. So I wish someone had talked to me years ago that college is a good experience. Just to be around, you know, other people, you know, to interact with people. But that degree, trust me, it will never, ever be able to provide. I don't care if you become the president. You will never be able to provide for your family and the dreams and goals that you have, unless you have very, very small goals. But if you want to be able to, like now we're having Resurrection Sunday, and this week the kids are out of school. Some people can only take their children to the zoo. Why not take a trip to Africa? Get on a plane. Take your children and grandchildren. No, your J-O-B and your degree will never afford you the ability to be able to do that. That's all I have to say right now.
Absolutely. I mean, you gave powerful insight just to how things really are. And like I said, you know, some people are going to be offended by the truth, but the truth stands alone and doesn't need any help. And like I said, being a college graduate and then on a postgrad, you know, and I have an actual postgraduate education, I decided to finish something that I started. It was never in my mind that I was going to be able to take this and just run with it. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that getting an education is the wrong thing to do. I just want you to keep it in perspective, because there's those of you who are happy with, you know, your degrees, and you may have a very, very good job, and you may be able to do all the things that you wanted to do. But my question to you is, at what cost? What have you sacrificed in order to do these certain things that you wanted to do? Because the truth of the matter is if you are not owning, I'm talking about owning your house, owning your car, owning whatever that you need to be. Let's just leave the house and the car right now, which is the necessities. If you are not owning those, then that means at any given time, if you were to lose a job, they can come and take the house, they can come and take the car. So you, with your college degrees, and trust, I have them. But I'm asking you to just open your mind and open your heart in terms of what I'm saying. You, with these college degrees, and you depend upon these degrees to help you through life to obtain the things that you so-called desire. But when it comes down to real life and adversity coming your way, what are you really going to do? Who are you going to depend upon? And what kind of action plans do you really, really have? Because, see, the last time that I looked, your college degree was not going to pay a bill. It's the job that you got as a result of having the college degree, if that's the way that you choose to go. But trust me, again, I'm not saying that education is wrong. What I'm saying is keep it all in perspective. Because when you keep it in perspective, you begin to understand that you have to do more than just have this college degree. Because I'm going to go back there. If you're not owning your home and you're not owning your vehicle, then you're really not success. Because you want to know why? When you own something, no one can take it from you. When you own something, you can create opportunities for others. And this not may be for everybody, but it's the reality of the situation. You see, society will paint a picture that, you know, you go to college, you get the great job, you have the house, the car, and the family, and the dog for some of you. You know, but what really is behind that? My dream has never been the house, the dog, the car, the family. Those are things that I expect because of the God that I serve. My dream is to be able to help people. Because if you are here and you're not doing something for someone else, then you've already behind the curve. And that's just the truth. Because, see, your purpose to be here, not just to be here for yourself and your family, you're here to change the thoughts and minds and hearts of people. Number one, to bring them back to God, amen and hallelujah. But beyond that, which is the most powerful thing you could ever do in your life, but beyond that is to live the life that God has basically ordained you to live. And if you are a person that you're robbing Peter to pay Paul, to use the lack of better words, been there, done that, living paycheck to paycheck, been there, done that, and you're on a job that you're definitely not fulfilled by, that your worth is not being, you know, basically acknowledged, you're feeling like it's dead end, you're feeling like you're just there out of necessity because what, you want to pay bills. You know, that's not an existence that you want to live. I mean, it's not an existence that you want to even call an existence that you want to live. You have to think about what it is you really want in life. And the majority of you want to be able to take care of your families to the best of your ability. You want to be able to pay all your bills and not be concerned how they're going to get paid from month to month, some week to week, you know, some semi-monthly. You want to be able to live very comfortably and be able to provide the best that you can either for your spouse and or your children, you know. You want to be able to do all those things, but you have to ask yourself, how can I get those things done when my actions are mediocre? And for some of you who don't know what that is, that means that they are below standard, but you want these astronomical results. You want things that are not of the ordinary, and you can obtain anything that you are willing to work for. But my thing is not working hard in terms of hard work. Let me just reverse that. Hard work, you know, is something that I would say the majority of us know about. But when you get to the point to where all you're doing is hard work, where is the enjoyment and where is the time that you would have to enjoy that hard work? Now, if you are working hard, and that means you're keeping things in perspective, and you have an end goal. You have, you know, something that you're attaining to. People will say goals and aspirations and dreams. No, I expect my dreams to be reality, not to become reality. Because, see, in my mind's eye, your life should be something that you never want a vacation from. You know, it should be a vacation, and all that is possible if your actions match what you want your life to be. And you could be in network marketing. You can be in what other industry you choose to be in. But if you are carrying around the same attitude, if you're carrying around the same mindset, then you will not attain those things. Because if you're thinking that, you know, you're going to invest in something and you're not going to work, then, you know, you're sadly mistaken. If you think that you want these results in such a short period of time, and trust me, when I get out there and I put in that work, I want to see it manifest in a short period of time, but I guarantee you one thing, my actions are going to be above and beyond what anybody would ever think. I'm up when people go to sleep. When people are off the phone, I'm on the phone. When people say, you know, you can't do, I'm showing you that I am doing. Not that I can do, I am doing. You see, my thing was never to please people because I've never been a people pleaser. You know, the competition for me is myself and what I choose to do with my life. And so if I'm unhappy with my life, then guess what? I'm going to change it immediately. And I spend time, of course, you know, people say, you know, personal growth. And what are you doing in terms of, you know, your personal prowess? And how are you going to get to the point to where your personal development is this? And they want to give you all these books to read. And they want to tell you, go to this seminar, listen to this person, do this and do that. But none of that is going to make sense to you or even work if the inner you hasn't done the work, meaning that you haven't done the work for yourself, in yourself, and by yourself. Because, see, there will be times when you ascend through levels of whatever you're going after, and it will feel lonely. And then if you are a person to where you're dependent upon someone else to be your cheerleader or you're dependent upon someone else to make it happen for you, then those will be your most trying times because you don't know how to dig inside yourself, draw within, and to gain the strength that you need to keep on keeping on. Because, see, the one thing that I do know is no matter what you do in this life, it's always going to be somebody that has something to say about it. And remember, I told you, I have never been a people pleaser, so that is not my issue. But for the ones that are, I encourage you in this day to take your power back, to do something today, and each and every day I challenge you that you didn't do the day before. Because as long as you're doing something in each and every day to take you where you need to be, that means that you have beaten most people. Because, see, you have a lot of people who talk and never walk it. And, see, for me, I have to lead by example because I have a child, you know, and even beyond that, I have other people that, you know, call me for different things and advice and everything. I mean, we all have people, you know, that call you and, you know, and they want you to be involved in some aspect and level of their lives. But the one thing that you have to remember is whatever you give off is what you're going to attract to you. So if your attitude is nasty and negative, then guess what? You're going to get nasty and negative results. You know, because at the beginning and the end of the day, the life that you choose is yours to do what you will with it, point blank and period. See, the one thing that I know is that my answers are in God, not of man, because I go to God anyway because why? He's the creator of all things. And so what man says really has no bearing upon me because what? I'm under grace and not law. And I'm not saying for those who do not understand that the law is not put here in place in order to help you. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is that keep it in perspective. because you do have people who don't believe in God. You do have people who don't believe anything but what they want to believe. And if that is your existence, Godspeed. I'm not here to judge you. But what I will tell you is that there's no way in the world that you can be fulfilled and live a powerful life of meaning and purpose with power if you do not know the good Lord above. Because at the beginning and the end of the day, he is why you are eating here. And you can believe what you will. It is your right to believe what you will. But I'm telling you, when you live a life with God in it, you have a life of substance. You have a life of purpose and fulfillment, of joy and peace. You have a covering. And what I'm saying is that, no, it's not like I'm not telling you that you won't experience things, but you will experience things with the covering, meaning that trouble doesn't last always. If something happens within your life, you have the covering of God, so you're not going to feel it in the same manner versus someone who don't know him at all. So like I said, I'm never going to browbeat you with the Bible and with God, but he is and always will be and will remain first in my life because that's what he deserves. And literally, going back into just our conversation, we really never left it, you have to really, really understand that anything extraordinary is you. And if you believe that, then you will begin to attract people and things that are extraordinary. And a lot of times it's about money. It's about money. It's about money. It's about this. It's about that. But the main thing that I've learned, and I'll share it with you, that I had learned myself, that money is a measurement of value. We all know that money is not a tangible thing. It's not a renewable resource, meaning that once you get it and you spend it, it's gone. So it's your responsibility to renew that resource. Because why? It's not a renewable resource. And what did I say? It's a measurement of value. So you increase your value. Meaning the way you talk, the way you walk, the way you look, how you present yourself, and you will attract, you know, what you want. Some people call that the law of attraction. No, I say that that's Jesus and the blessings thereof. And I'm not saying that there's not methods to the madness within the world today because we know that there's gravity. And when it, and distrust, whatever comes up will go down because that is just what the law of gravity. But what I'm saying is that when you have a resistance, meaning that you don't follow the status quo, because, see, I've never been one of those people to follow the status quo. I've always just hit my head up against it because I refuse to be defined and to be pigeonholed and to be cordoned off into this space and place in this box. I'm never going to live in the box. I live outside of it. So that's why I'm saying that, not, you know, going against the grain and not living the status quo is what I chose to do because it's where I get the most fulfillment. It's where that I'm able to bless people in the manner that they should be blessed. It's where I'm able to, you know, just relate to people on so many different levels of their lives. And my encouragement, you know, my empowerment for you in this day is be who you are, no matter the circumstance, no matter the person or the people. Because when you begin to understand and know who you are, you would already know that you're extraordinary. Your results are just exactly what they are. They're results of who you know yourself to be. So if you are looking at yourself in a not-so-great way, and it can be negative, it can be depressive, it can be whatever you deem it to be, that is what your existence will be. Because at the beginning and the end of the day, no matter what it is, you have to be able to understand that your life is indeed what you choose to make it. So why not make it extraordinary? Why not get the results that you deserve? Why not live the life that you want to live? But I challenge you today to make up your mind to start in this very hour doing the things that you've always wanted to do. Because the difference between you doing them and not doing them is you. The difference between you fulfilling what you want to do and not doing anything at all is you. The difference between you obtaining that house, that car, that whatever you're trying to get and not obtaining it is you. Does anyone hear the common denominator? It is you. So if you are a person that you're depending upon someone else to get it done for you, change that way right now. If you are a person to where you have to have people to validate you, please change that way right now. If you are an individual to where you don't move unless someone says it's okay for you to do so, please take your power back and change that way right now. Because, see, at the beginning and the end of the day, again, it begins with God, and then it ends and begins with you. Because, see, anything that he purposed for you to do, if you're believing in that, then it will be done. Anything that he would have for you to do, if you believe that it's done, then it's already done. But what's key here is, again, what you. Because even as powerful as God is, he still gives you that choice to do and not to do. So my question for you today is, what is it that you are going to do? Period. What is it that you're going to do? I tell you, Monica, you know, even in speaking to the people in Radio Land, and, you know, we talk about so many different things. You know, when we talk about the things that we want, we talk about the things that we want to do, but how many people you know today actually do what they say they're going to do? Do we know some? Absolutely. But when the percentage of the ones that actually do what they say going to do versus the ones that are not doing anything at all, what would you say the percentage is? Would you say it was 90% to 10, 75 to 25? You know, what would you say it would be? Honestly, today, for people who do what they actually say they're going to do versus the ones that say it but don't have the confidence, don't have enough chutzpah, as I would say, to get it done, what would you say?
Say it's 25% that do it and 75% make excuses.
And see, that's interesting.
That is what I see.
That is very interesting because, you know what, ladies and gentlemen, you know, with some young guys and young girls, did you hear that percentage? That's 75% of the entire population. That means that 75% of you, and I would even venture to say even more, all you will do is talk about what you want to do, but you will never take the steps to do it. And you want to know why? Because you're going into the unknown. And when you're going into an area that's unknown, a lot of you are fearful because you don't know what's going to happen. And then the ones that understand that going into the unknown is the most powerful point in your life, you want to know why? Because for us who believe in God, we know that he has gone before us. So it doesn't matter what's on the other side of the door or what's in the other side of the country or in another state or another city, because why? He has gone before us, so he's basically prepared the way. But getting back to those numbers, can you really sit down today in your own skin and say that you're comfortable with your existence right now? That you're comfortable with your reality right now. And I will tell you, I'm not. Am I successful with school? Absolutely. Am I successful in family? Absolutely. Am I successful in certain aspects of my businesses? Absolutely. But my success for me is when I'm able to help anyone who crosses my path, and they may be in a certain situation, maybe needing a home to live in, food to eat, rent or mortgage to pay. Success for me is being able to help them from where they are and putting them from to where they need to be. That's help. That's success for me. And I'm not there yet. So people who may know me like you do a lot, and I will tell them, no, I'm not doing enough. Because, see, I honestly believe that those things are already there for me, like they're right there in my grasp. How tight am I going to hold on? Or am I going to release and keep moving forward and picking up the pieces as I go along? Because anybody understands and know that, for instance, just to give you a clear picture or a vivid picture, a mental picture, when you drop something and it shatters, it's just in pieces, and you begin to piece it together. And some things take a little longer to piece it back together. But once you piece it back together and you're looking at the finished product, that's not where the success is. The success is in the journey that you took to get it or piece it back together. They understand what I'm saying. It's the journey, because it's what makes it powerful for you to even get to the part of the finished product. You would just hope that that finished product is you, because your life's journey is exactly what it is. The end result, the end product is you. And how you are looking to God, number one, because that's where it should be. But then again, how are you looking to yourself? Because I guarantee you, if I was to do a poll of all the ones who were on the line today and the information that I'm actually seeing in the chat, if I were to do a poll and ask all of you, are you happy with where you are right now, I would guarantee you that at least 97% of you would say no. So my question again to you is, what are you going to do today? Are you still going to want these extraordinary results and still let your actions be subpar, be below standard? Or are you going to raise your level of understanding? Are you going to raise your actions to the degree to where you are accomplishing something each and every day within a day so you can move forward and get to your goal? You know, people will tell you do your short-term goals and do your long-term goals, and then you have a life goal. And, you know, and I actually sat there and I've done it myself. Short-term goal, wrote it down, long-term goal, you know, long-term goals and wrote them down. And then what my life goal is, you know, I know most people have probably have never even heard of a life goal. But my life goal is to bless everyone in an extraordinary way, no matter what. No matter what. No matter where I am, if they cross my path, and I'm the one that's chosen to help them, I want to be able to do just that. And I'm not talking about giving them a few dollars for food or, you know, giving them a few dollars towards rent, mortgage, whatever. I'm talking about, again, what I stated earlier, taking them from where they are and putting them to where they need to be so they will at least have some peace. Some peace. But, again, for me, I am a very transparent person that will always tell you the truth. And the one thing that I relate to is the truth. I own my truth no matter what it is. No matter what it is, I own my truth. And one thing that you have to understand and know in life, period, you have to own your truth. Because when you do, it's when it allows you to be able to move forward at an expedient rate no matter what anyone says, no matter what anyone thinks, no matter what anything does, anyone does, shall I say. Because with you knowing who you are, and you know the truth, and you own who you are, no one can affect you, because you don't give the them power to do so. For some of you, it could be your very own parents, it could be a sister, brother, aunt, uncle, cousin, it could be within your very family. You know, for some of you, it's some people that are closer to your family that you consider family. It could be a friend, a guardian, anybody. But I ask you and challenge you again today. What are you going to do to get those extraordinary results and rid yourself of mediocre actions? What are you going to do? You know, and I tell you, Monica, it just, you know, when you look at the different things that are out here today, and I was listening to a presentation about a few days ago, and this lady, she's very successful. You know, she came from, you know, a life to where she was born in abject poverty. You know, she wasn't even from this country. She actually came here years ago with her husband. And, you know, the one thing that bothers me about people is that, you know, they think that, you know, it's such an extraordinary thing when people come from one area and then they obtain, like, massive success according to society standards, or they obtain a level of living that they never had before. To me, that's not success. To me, that's not giving a person kudos, because I honestly believe that God has ordained that for your life, for your life. And I say that because if you have enough belief within yourself that you can do all things and your actions mirror those beliefs, it will happen. But it just goes to show me and let me know that people don't believe enough in themselves, that people are so quick to think and believe what others tell them. And you know yourself, you've heard these stories where people from foreign countries, and don't get me wrong, I'm not saying anything to judge anybody or slight anybody, but this is for just the sake of conversation. because we talk about real things, and we will go into areas that people just don't talk about. We will talk about them here with a fresh perspective, because I love and I respect everybody to a certain degree. Amen. So anyway, what I'm saying is that, you know, you heard it yourself, Monica, that when people actually, you know, come from foreign countries, you know, and they may come from not so great beginning, right? And then they may come to America, or they may go to another country, and they become rich by society standards and successful. Oftentimes, they will do stories about them. If, you know, they will do all this stuff and, you know, bring them that kind of press and all these other kinds of things, you know, but they're forgetting the main ingredient. They're forgetting the thing that's so, so very important. What makes them different than anyone who may already be here or whatever country that they are currently in that achieved or may have achieved those same results? But again, here, we're talking about individuals that look at success as being a tangible thing, meaning that I have to be able to touch it and feel it or live in it, the house, the car, the money, the whatever. And, you know, when you think about those kinds of things, you know, you often just say, okay, well, what is it that I need to do to get that? And so you begin to run a race that's, number one, not your own. You begin to define a life, which is your life, according to someone else's standards, and you begin to live it, because if you define it according to someone else's standards, then you begin to live that life to someone else's standards. I live to Jesus' standards, and that's all. So, you know, when you think about all those things, what is the question that you ask yourself? What is the very thing that you're going to do in this day to have those extraordinary results and get rid of the mediocre action? Because there's no way in the world you can live an existence of fulfillment if, number one, you don't have God, and then, number two, your actions mirror your thoughts, you know? So, I mean, I'm even asking you, when you hear about these stories, And you know, and it'll, you know, like, jog you a bit, and it'll jog you a bit, you know what I mean? And, you know, and you're just like, okay, well, what about individuals that's not their success? Like, their success is just being able to pay a rent, pay a mortgage, you know, be able to have food in their refrigerator, you know, and let them be okay with that. And that's what they are okay doing. So who are you to judge that person and say, well, no, that's not success. But if that's what your success is, then that's what your success is. I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about the individuals who literally want that house, they want that car, they want the this, they want the that, and they are so just disillusioned that their actions, being what they are going to achieve these kind of extraordinary. I'm talking to you, especially if you're not doing the right thing to achieve those things, and especially if all your life is mirrored toward achieving those things. That is your God, because that's where you put most of your energy, most of your time, most of your thoughts, and most of your actions. And then you wonder why your existence is what it is. You know, this is such a, you know, powerful subject by itself.
Yes, it is.
But how many people do you honestly know that will sit up here and tell you to your face that, you know what, I want those results, but my actions have not been what they should be to obtain them? And be honest enough to tell you.
Well, that's down to 5%. It's 5% of the people that will honestly come clean. And those are the people that look in the mirror each and every day, and they say to themselves, I've either done what God would have me to do, or I have fallen short. Those are the people. It's only 5%. That's all.
See? Absolutely. And see, we were talking about the numbers and the different things, because I tell you, getting back to what I said, because, you know, I had gotten so caught up in the conversation, because it's good when it's good. Absolutely. Getting back to the presentation that I saw a few days ago, she had all these statistics. And she talked, the one thing that stood out to me more than anything, because it's not like I haven't heard some of it before, was that people who actually work a job, and they work for the 30, 40-plus years, I think that's like the time span. And you know what, and I know that that's not even the time span today, because let's just be perfectly honest, you can get a job today and it could be gone tomorrow. So there's no such thing as longevity, you know, anymore. Okay, so she was speaking from the standpoint that, you know, you work 30 to 40 years and you have put in, at this particular point, tens of thousands of hours, 100,000 hours or more, 30 to 40 year time span. And when you really, really look at those numbers, you have spent your entire life, and we're not going to say the obvious, working for someone else's dream, but you spent your entire life pouring into a position that you would think would secure your life. And even when there was job security, according to society, there still was no job security. Because if you ever got to a point to where you were not able to work due to sickness, or you were laid off, or you were just flat out, excuse me, flat out fired, it didn't make a difference. Because for the ones that have gone to college and you have been painting the picture that you go and get the job, you know, your dream job, and you live, and you're going to live this quote-unquote successful life by society standards. And you're working in that job and you think you're doing well because you may own a house, which is really not ownership, because if you're paying a mortgage, you're not owning a home. Let's just be honest. If you're paying a car note, you don't own it. Let's just be very, very honest here. And like I said, this is not to offend anyone. This is about looking at the truth. If you're doing all these things, and you know, then you may get a pay raise. And so for most of you, that means you're going to go get a bigger house, a better car, or a better truck. And you have these, quote unquote, to your standard, extraordinary results, but your thought process is mediocre. So we're going to change it up a bit, okay? Because anything that you own, no one can take it away. Anything that you own, you will create opportunities for others because, what, you own it. And that's why you have people, what is it, the top 1% are the richest versus what, the other 99%, according to the latest statistics. And I hate statistics. I'm just going to tell you the truth. That's one thing that I hate. Point blank and period. But it's about the mindset. Because, see, if you are the consumer and you're not the seller, guess what? You're part of that 99%.
So true.
If you are the seller, you're part of that 1%. Because why? You have a method to the madness, which is what we call Earth. Be clear. You know? So when you're talking about extraordinary results, what is extraordinary about you? Do you even understand that that's what you are? If you're God's purpose, power in the earth, then you are extraordinary. But if you don't even have that type of understanding in the beginning of a thing, then nothing in your life will mirror that. Nothing. But the last thing I want to say is that when she actually talked about, you know, this lifespan, and she went to go and talk about the hours that you put in, and there was like probably like 1,000 or more people in the room, and she said, I want you all to stand up in here and just basically show me by your faces, and and she went further to say, show me by, you know, hands raised, you know, if you are happy, you know, like with your current existence. You know what I mean? If you are happy with with, you know, just certain things that actually are going on in your life. And do you understand? She said, stand up. Can I tell you only maybe a good 2% of people in that room stood up? So just to do the math, ladies and gentlemen, 2% times 1,000 people, you know what I mean? Like, what in the world? That's not even a quarter of those people. That's not even 25. Do you understand that out of 1,000 or more people in the room, I would say a good 5 to 10 stood up? With that being the reality, what in the world is happening? What
yes,
in the
what
world
is going
are
on?
You all doing? You know, and it's like, what is it that you need to understand? You know, like, change your way, change your mindset. That's what the obvious, that's what people will tell you to do. But I will always say begin with God, because he is the
yeah.
answer to all things. Begin with him, you know, my goodness. But I also want to go back out on the airways and want to see if my good friend and other business partner and sister is out there. Mrs. Elisa Miller Mitchell, are you here?
I am here, Tanil. How are you?
I am always wonderful and great in God. We are having such a powerful conversation, I tell you. And, you know, just what do you think about, you know, first, before we even get into the conversation, just introduce yourself to people and just tell them a little bit about you.
Well, first of all, I'm just honored that you asked me to join the call. My name is Dorley Samala Mitchell. I'm CEO and founder of Dynasty of Excellence, and I also have a girls mentoring group right now, presently, Divas Walking in Excellence. And I apologize for being a little later, because as we speak, my divas are actually recording a song. So I will be whispering a little bit because they told me that one of my divas just poked her head out and told me that I'm a little loud. So can you hear me if I talk at this particular? Can you hear me? Are you able to
hear
me?
Yeah, we can
hear
you.
Okay.
I can hear you.
So, okay, cool. Excellent. So just doing powerful things, and I'm just really just listening to what you're saying as far as measuring your success. And as far as with the tangible things, and that's one thing that we tend to do is measure ourselves with tangible things. But I even go back to go back into my lineage, the legacy. And I'm looking at what my great-grandparents and my grandparents left as far as being successful, just leaving that legacy of who we are and whose we are, so that no matter what facet, no matter what we decide to do in life, we will be successful because of, you know, whose we are, and we're getting that direction, purpose-driven, through excellence in his purpose.
Absolutely. Excuse me. Absolutely. I mean, that was very, very powerful. The one thing you have to do is one thing that she said is be purpose-driven. That means do things on purpose and be driven in that purpose so you can achieve those desired results. Because, again, here, in order for you to be able to achieve things that you want and that are powerful, and you've never been in that space and place before, you have to believe that you can do it. It starts with you. It shows everything about who you are as a person and what you believe about yourself. Your life mirrors your thoughts. And, you know, don't let anyone tell you that it doesn't. You know, it really, really mirrors your thoughts. And it will basically just ring true to what you choose for it to be each and every day you're blessed to live it. Because the bottom line of it is, ladies and gentlemen, is that too many times you spend so much time helping others and, you know, making sure everybody else is okay in their lives and fulfilling their dreams. And, you know, mothers, point blank and period, I'm just going to speak to you for a moment. We do that because we love our children. We do that because we know we're not number one anymore. But that still does not mean that we are not able to live the lives that we so desire. It's just the fact that we have children to take care of. And so anything that we decide to do in our lives, they are direct recipients of it. And I said all that to say, getting back to my original thought, that when you go and you spend so much time doing for other people, and trust me, there's nothing wrong with that. But if that's all you do, you cannot get upset or even be mad when you haven't achieved anything you want to achieve. Because, see, that just goes to show you what your life is really about for you. When you take so much time to help, but then it turns into you actually living those lives that you're helping. Your life actually becomes their life, or the lives of the people. Each part of their lives, trust me, will show up in your life in some capacity, especially if that's all you choose to do. But again, you have to understand and know that you are a person that have been blessed with gifts. Some of you, maybe one or two, maybe one, some many. You know, whatever God has blessed you with is how you live your life. It's how you make your living from. It's how, you know, you walk the path that was ordained and paid for you to walk. It's how you begin to move forward in every aspect and level of your life. And trust me, if you want things in your life, and I'm not talking about tangible things, that's a default. That's what you get, you know, by default when you're doing the right things in such a powerful way. What I'm saying is that when you recognize and understand your purpose, not someone else's purpose, your purpose, then you will begin to know and understand the life that you want is already there for you. What is your level of belief today? What are you going to do in this day that will challenge you and make you so, so very uncomfortable where you don't have any choice but to move forward? And I honestly want you all to answer this one question. Can you move forward not knowing how it's going to be done, not knowing where you're going to go, and do it anyway? Can you? Or are you going to let fear of not knowing plague you and keep you in the very position that you are in? I love to be uncomfortable. You want to know why? Because it means that I'm moving at an expedient rate. I don't need to know where I'm going. You want to know why? Because God goes before me. I don't want to spend time, and I'm not going to spend time on having to know. I'm going to spend time with God so he can equip me with what he's prepared me for. That's what life is about. That's what your journey is. When I was talking earlier about when you drop something and it falls to pieces, and you're looking at it and you can see it's in pieces, hundreds of pieces or thousands of pieces or whatever, and you begin to pick up the pieces and you begin to piece it back together, and you are so very happy of that end result because you pieced it back together. That's not success. That's not power. The power and the success is the journey that you took to get to the end product. So I said all that to say, do you even know that you are your end product? Do you even know that you are the only one that can piece you back together? You are the only one that can take your life's journey, you. So if you have your mind, your heart, and your actions in direct alignment with God leading you, there's nothing that you cannot do. There's nothing that you cannot have, because you're in direct alignment with the one who created you from the beginning. I tell you, that in itself is just power. You're extraordinary because you recognize that, you know that, you understand it, and you consistently move forward in it. So I ask you the question first, Monica, can you honestly say that you will do whatever, even if you're at your most uncomfortable state, and go in a direction which you've never gone before, not knowing, and be comfortable and keep moving, Will you do that?
Oh, I have to definitely say yes, because I get excited knowing that God has a plan of action already put in place for me. And to me, it's like when I was little and I would walk down the street and I would be looking for different types of stones. And my grandfather, if I brought them back, he would make me a necklace. It couldn't be the kind that would just break up. It had to be the round, soft stones that had different shapes and colors to them. And it's like that, because I know that something exciting is going to happen in my life. And I already know that God has already ordained everything that he would have for me. So fear is not a part of my journey, because, you know, we know that God does not give us a spirit of fear. So excitement is a part of my journey. And that's where I am right now.
That's powerful, 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 powerful. You, Delisa, the same question. Can you honestly tell yourself that even in your most uncomfortable state, that you can be happy being in your most uncomfortable state, and that you do not have to know where you're going, but you will honestly keep moving? Would you do it?
Listening to that question, absolutely, I will continue to move forward, but I'm not going to tell you that there are times that even in my most uncomfortable moments that I don't step back and say, should I, would I, because that's just me. I'm just going to be real 100% of the time. Through my doubts, I will continue to move forward and push myself forward, because as I move forward, as I walk in faith, I realize that as I continue to walk in faith, I am pushing myself and getting to a destination that I did not realize that I was capable of doing it if I had stayed in my state of hesitation. So absolutely, I will continue to do that. I will continue to push forward, because as I continue to push forward, I realize that it is truly confirmation and just things that, just instances, situations that actually come up, that is a confirmation that I am moving in an onward and actually correct position as far as moving forward. So I will continue to do that. And I know that God is always showing me through confirmation, whether it be in situations, things just come easy, or it could be through somebody coming up to me, or just different ideas that might pop into my mind that are actually in accordance to what my destiny and my journey is actually going at that particular point.
Mm-hmm. And see, the powerful thing about that is that she owned her truth. Anyone who knows me know that I always will say, I cannot gravitate towards people who do not own their truth. I will give ear to you because whatever you're speaking is what you honestly feel, but if somewhere along the lines you're not owning your truth, meaning owning your faults, owning your flaws, owning everything about you, then to me you're just not real. Like I said, no, not trying to offend anyone here. In a fresh perspective, we will always give you that with a powered and purposeful moment in which this is. That's why I call it conversation and not just a show or a broadcast, because that is not giving it the just due that it deserves. What I'm saying is this: when you own your truth, it's yours. No one can live your life for you. No one will have the experiences. No one can live your experiences. No one can be you and live you but you. So why not own who you are? Why not own your faults, your flaws, and whatever else you may be? Because, see, you are a blessing to people, period. I don't care what anyone has ever told you, what anyone has ever tried to put in your thought process. You are a blessing to people, because what has happened in your life, you never know where people are within their lives. So you are a blessing unto them if you are bold enough to be that. So I say, be bold in your convictions, be bold in your life, be bold in your thoughts, and give ear to your voice, because there's always someone that can be impacted and empowered by your life, period, because that's what life is. Life is but a journey, you know, and the success in terms of that journey, the fulfillment of that journey, moving forward in that journey is only determined by God, because he gave it unto you and you because you chose to walk in it. So walk in your journey. Run for some of you, but do not let your age, your time, and anything else that will plague you, most of all your fear, from keeping you from reaching this pivotal point in your life, from keeping you from fulfilling your purpose, keeping you from fulfilling what you know is. All of us share the same purpose, and I'm speaking to the ones who will believe. Your purpose is to spread the good news, which is God. That's all of our purpose in the earth. Where we differ, outside of the obvious in terms of how we look, where we differ is the gifts that God has given us to spread that word. Your gift can be completely different from someone else's gift, but what you are to do is to use that gift to relate to people. And in relating to people, you begin to develop what? A relationship, not relations. That's having a form of godliness. That's having or giving people a form of you. If I'm just giving you relations, I'm giving you a form of you. If I'm relating to you, then that means that I have it. I have the stuff. I have the ingredients to what? Build a relationship. A relationship is just a bridge. It's the bridge that people use in order to get where they need to be. Hopefully for the right reasons, but we all know so many times people use them for the wrong. But what I'm saying to you is that when you understand the balance of your life and the balance of who you are, then you will be able to relate to other people in the world, no matter the location and or destination. What I'm saying to go even further and to even go deeper, when you know your purpose, there's nothing that can take your power, period. When you know your purpose, you bring opportunities to you with even basically having to do the work. That's not the law of attraction. That's the blessing of God, period. When you know your purpose, you know that you have been put here to do things on an international level, not in your community, not just on your block, not just in your city, in your specific nation, wherever you may be. But you have the wherewithal and the wisdom, knowledge, and understanding to know that you, with your extraordinary, imperfect selves, are powerful. So, again, it's the question as to when are you going to exercise that power so you don't just be a blessing to someone, but you give yourself permission to give it to someone else so they can be the blessing that they are positioned to be. Point blank and period. And that is in giving your power, I mean empowering someone so they can walk fully into their purpose. Because, see, your life here is for a reason. And for the believers, you know what that is. For ones that don't believe, you know, my prayer is that you get to the point of belief to where you understand and you can relate. You can have relationship with people of Christ. Like I said, I'm never going to browbeat anyone with the Bible. And I've said it about, what, 4 or 5 times now. But God is very, very important in my life because he is the reason why I breathe. He is my life's blood. So there's no way in the world I would not be on the air and giving him all the honor, the glory, and the praise. Period. But, you know, I want to just ask a few questions because I do see some lights going off here. And either one of you, Mrs. Mitchell or Mrs. Wimberly, you know, you can just jump in at any time. But the first question is, or more or less a comment, and what it says is that, you know, oftentimes I get to a point to where I know that I can do. But then I just stop, and I don't know what to do from there. Can you help me? And that's what it says. So either one of you ladies?
Well, go ahead. Don't listen.
I guess we both have the same thought. But right there, what I hear that God is giving you an idea and a thought. And in your hesitation, you've kind of not, it's just a hesitation because you can't say that it didn't happen. It's just a hesitation and a brief moment of hesitation that you thought about the negative and you allow the negative to overpower you. But you want to, even in when we're uncomfortable, when we're most uncomfortable, we've got to get the negative thinking out of our mind and realize who we are and whose we are and realize that we can do it. Because if you weren't able to do it, the thought that came into your mind that was given to you would have never been birthed or brought to light. So do not underestimate the power of you, the purpose of you, and who you are and what you do.
Powerful. That's definitely powerful and some definitely good advice. Monica, you want to jump in on that as well?
Well, one thing. Can you hear me?
I can hear you now, yes.
Oh, good. One thing is whenever you're moving forward, you have to keep your blinders on. And when those negative thoughts come in and they tell you to stop, you know that is not of God. So you have to, put your antennas up so that you can know the difference. And when that negative thought comes through to hinder you or stop you, that's when you have to get stronger and push even harder. And I'm talking from experience. When it comes, you got to really buckle down and full steam ahead because it will go away.
Absolutely. And, you know, before I take the next question, the one thing that, you know, is that if a person is just moving robotically through life and all they know is routine and they've done this year after year after year, it's hard for that person to move out of anything that they do not know because their existence has always been what they know and it's become what? Routine. So when you decide that you're not going to be routine, that you're not going to be ordinary in that way, and that you need change, and you decide to be the change yourself as to what you want to see, only then will you begin to adopt that type of mindset to even want to move forward. But if you do not, and just like you said, you've been moving, but then you get to a point to where you just stop and you decide that you were going to stop moving, you have to ask yourself the question, what was so powerful in your life to where you just decided that you were going to stop moving forward? And if you can deal with that one area, I guarantee you your tomorrow will be better than your yesterday. And so we're going to go to another question, kind of comment in itself, like in one. And what it says is that, you know, I've been told for so long that I'm good at most things that I do. And I really do not let people know that It takes a while for me to get to this point. Like what they don't know is that it took a while for me to get to this point. And so I often, you know, just throw up, you know, this happiness, and I'm happy about my life and what I'm doing. What this person says is that they are successful, but empty.
That's real powerful in itself, but it's important to let people know that you didn't just get there by, you know, snapping your fingers or, you know, just overnight. Let people know the struggle that you had to get through to get where you are, because we all go through a struggle, and, you know, people look at where we are, and they may marvel at it, but they don't know our testimony. And it's important to share your testimony so that people will not get this false illusion that, you know, everything is peaches and cream with them and, you know, well, Lord, you're blessing this one and look at me. They need to know that it was a struggle, that there was a time that you were not successful. It was a time that you didn't even believe in yourself if that was the case. So they have to know what you went through to get to where you are.
And then, you know, one of the things that, you know, I would tell anybody, confront that space and place where you feel you're lacking in. Like you said that you're empty. You're successful, but you're empty. So that's just, I mean, and the obvious to that is that you're successful in material things, but you're not successful in your life. Because emptiness is a life feeling. It's an emotion. So you can just turn yourself on autopilot when you are achieving different material things, but you're empty in where you're supposed to be living. So in that instance, I can understand that your existence is just what it is. It's an existence. So I challenge you. And like I said, I am not a doctor. I am not a therapist. I am a minister. And I'm going off what my beliefs are in God. That is my disclaimer. I'm not here to diagnose you, treat you, anything. I am just here along with my powerful sisters or whomever we have coming in on the line just to give you powerful insight into our lives and what we think and also what we share to know that can help you to be successful if you choose, and I reiterate, if you choose to take it and run with it. So getting back to my original thought, confront what that emptiness is about and why you have gotten to that point to where you're feeling that way, because it's something that triggers that within yourself. If you yourself, again, can challenge yourself, and that goes for anybody, into the areas of your life to where you feel that you are lacking in, or you may feel a certain way in terms of, you know, telling yourself certain things about not being good enough and not, you know, or even feeling empty or whatever your issue is, I guarantee you that you'll begin to even feel better and just get yourself on a new path when you confront. And if you have the power, and which you do, to confront you, because, see, no one is more powerful in your life than you are. You are the answer to your own issue after God. You know, and I'll go to one more, and this is more of a comment. Just thank you, ladies, for truth. Great. So I'm going to say thank you for listening. Monica or Dorlisa, do you want to say anything to that person?
Yes, thank you. Thank you as well.
We appreciate the comment. God bless you. I apologize, Monica. I just wrote all over you. That was rude.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay. Appreciate that. And that's basically where I am. I live in truth because I do not want to come off as being phony or egotistical. So I just live in truth. And that's just what we need to do is just be real with one another. And it would be a whole lot easier if we were just to be that real and true with everyone we are to encounter.
Absolutely, absolutely. And as always, you know, I appreciate, you know, just truth. I tell you, ladies and gentlemen, anybody that comes on and we're having a conversation, I'm not going to bring anyone that cannot pour into you, you know, give you insight from their own experiences and tell you what works for them and or what not. You know, it's going to be about truth. I believe in having quality conversations. I believe in having conversations that will impact your lives in a positive way, will empower you, and hopefully, you know, you can take something from it, take something away from it that will get you to where you need to be, that will get you to a point to where, you know, you're feeling great about moving forward and that, you know, you get something that will continue to help you in some type of way if you choose to let it help you. You know, a fresh perspective is exactly that. It's a fresh perspective on all things in life, all things that will help you just continue to move forward, all things that will help you continue to be empowered, again, if you so choose to take it and take it in the right way and apply it to whatever you choose to apply it to in your life. You know, the one thing for me that will always be powerful, you know, is you need to keep doing things that you know to do and keep moving forward in the areas that you have not been in before. Because if you keep doing those things, you will begin to do what people would consider to be impossible. You will begin to do those types of things to where people would consider, you know, not heard of. I tell you the truth, it is a powerful thing, you know, for people to understand what happens, you know, in life, what will occur in life, what will move forward, what will go. When you open yourself possibility that it happens, that it will happen if you believe it to happen, I tell you there's nothing more powerful when you do have extraordinary results happening because you begin to move in an area in your life where you've never been. And you already are there. So you are doing the impossible because you believe in yourself enough to go into areas of your life that you've never been. Because the one thing that I know is that life doesn't come with instructions. You know, it just doesn't work that way. So with what you choose to do with what you have facing you, because the one thing that I believe in anything that I do, I don't believe that nothing is impossible. I don't live that existence. I know everything is possible, even the impossible, because of the God that I love to serve first and foremost. Everything. So when I hear people say those words can't and try, no. Change your vocabulary. Just rebuke it. Just release it from your very existence. Because whatever you speak, so it shall be done. And I tell you, it's always a powerful time. You know, I love having conversations of quality. I love having conversations of power. I love just hearing people be empowered and be involved in the conversations. And I tell you, are so great with the interaction of the people. I want to hear more of your voices, and I guarantee you, I know I said it last time, but I'm going to go into the next time. I will definitely come, and I will definitely just go out to the lines more and have you all talk to us, because you're listening, and we are grateful for that. We're so, so, so very grateful. But I want to hear some of your voices. So I promise you, the next time that we air, it's going to get even better and be more interactive. And my promise also is to make sure that you are always exposed to some powerful information from some powerful people. And I'm not talking about because what they have. I'm talking about what they choose to contribute. Amen. Monica, any last words?
I just want to thank everyone for coming on the line today, and I thank God for you, Minister Tennille, as well as my sister, Dorlisa, and I just thank God for this day.
Absolutely, and we thank God for all of you, for everything, for every listener, for every person that comes in on the chat. We thank you enough. This has been A Fresh Perspective, always giving you a purpose moment by Power with Purpose. Be blessed, be empowered, and most of all, keep fulfilling your purpose. Have a great day.
And you as well.